good evening, and welcome to The Loft. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. My name is Frank Y. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got a great show coming up. Of course, we're starting off with the Jan Hammer Group, as always, with Don't You Know from their album Melodies, 1977. We got Don Elliott coming up next with one called Almost Like Being in Love, and then we have one by Grover Washington Jr. entitled Mr. Magic. Again, thanks for tuning into The Loft this evening and listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford, Freeform Radio. Enjoy the show, everyone. tune is one by Grover Washington Jr. entitled Mr. Magic. You're listening to The Loft here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Grover Washington Jr. with Mr. Magic. We now have a special message from the station and the loft. Dylan is here to read that this evening. As always, Dill, take it away.
Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or go to yourdiabetesinfo.org. Back to you, Frank.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Dylan. We're going to continue now with one by Go-Go Penguin. Not sure if you tuned in last week to the show, but we had two songs by them. This one is entitled Time Lapse City from their 2019 album Ocean in a Drop. Thanks for listening to The Loft this evening and tuning in to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. We're actually going to continue with the Dill query. Let me just pull up the music really quick so we can set that mood. Here it comes. And yes, Jake is here right now too.
It's good to be here, Frank.
Excellent. All right, let me turn on that mic for you. So, Dill, are you ready for the query this evening?
Very ready.
Yeah? All right, so we have some pretty tough ones here tonight. First one is going to be from the category of Egyptian mythology.
Okay, I like that.
Okay. So, the... the question, or I guess the clue, is with his distinctive head, he was the god of embalming. Like, embalming, mm-hmm. Okay? That's the clue. There's no multiple choice, so this is one of those open-ended ones there.
Okay. So this is an Egyptian god.
Yes. Egyptian god.
I'm going to need a quick 15 seconds to consider this one.
All right, sounds good.
I would just give him the X now, Frank.
It's not how it works.
I guess we've given him 15 seconds in the past. We'll do it again. Quick 15 seconds. All right, Dill, are you ready to answer here?
I'm going to answer to the best of my abilities. Alrighty. I don't know too many Egyptian gods, and this no might not even be an Egyptian god.
Okay.
But I'm going to say Xerxes.
Xerxes. I don't know if that's an Egyptian god. Pretty sure that was...
It might be Persian.
A Persian ruler.
But he might have embalmed.
But the answer that we were looking for today was Anubis.
Anubis, I've heard that.
That's the guy with the falcon head or whatever, yeah. All right, we're going to continue now with, oh gosh, these are hard actually. No, I know Jake wants you to trip up, but... all right, this one we're going to do, you know what, we're liking the Egyptian mythology today. The clue here is the Egyptian sun god known as Khepri at dawn and autumn in the evening was known by this two-letter name at midday. So this Egyptian sun god, if you know the sun god, you know this one, name at midday. That's what they're looking for here. It's a two-letter word as well.
Two-letter word. I'm going to say M.
M.
Close.
I love that answer. The answer we were looking for, though, is Ra.
Ra.
Ra. I unfortunately watched a lot of... was it History Channel? Back in the day, I enjoyed the History Channel, yeah. So I did know that answer.
Let's get out of Egypt. Big History Channel guy. Sick of Egypt.
Yeah. Let's get out of the Egypt one. All right.
No, it's not a handout.
All right. So this one is awards and honors. Okay. A silver lantern is given by the JFK Library with the profile in this award to recipients who exemplify the spirit of JFK's book. So just think about the spirit of JFK.
Can I ask you, Dylan, have you read JFK's book?
Yes, but I don't really know the spirit of it. So that's going to be a tough one.
This is a really hard one. I don't really know.
Sounds to me like you forgot a lot about JFK's book.
No, I didn't.
Are we hitting a pass on that one and maybe getting one that's a little bit easier there?
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
That's
one.
A tough one. That is a very tough one. Okay, this one is a gimme. Slang terms. It's not a gimme. It's not a gimme.
You just said it was a gimme.
Slang terms. So this numerical term for the first person to catch a certain disease now can mean the first person affected by something. This numerical term for the first person to catch a certain disease now can mean the first person affected by something. The numerical term... disease.
Patient zero.
That is correct.
There we go.
That is correct. He had to do some thinking. That was not a gimme.
That was not a gimme.
But I will tell you that that was a great job by all there. Great query once again. Yeah, we're going to continue now with one from The Comet Is Coming. This one is Life Force Part 2 off of their album, The Afterlife. Thank you for tuning into The Loft this evening and listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Thanks for playing today, Dill.
Of course. We'll be right back.
This next tune we have coming up is one by Grover Washington Jr. again, featuring actually Bill Withers. This is entitled Just the Two of Us. Before that, we heard Earth, Wind, and Fire playing Sing a Song. Before that, we had Holy Lands by Micaiah McCraven. So yeah, we're going to continue with one here by Grover Washington Jr. titled Just the Two of Us.
See the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Drops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us.
Recognize that bass there, you know this is Weather Report playing Birdland, and this is off of their album Heavy Weather. That's how we're going to finish off the show today, but thanks for tuning into The Loft, obviously. I think we only have time for this great tune by The Weather Report from 1977. great jazz fusion album. But yeah, I just wanted to thank obviously Dill for taking part today, and of course Jake for, you know, his comments and his insights today in the query.
Always a great time.
Excellent.
Always. Back to you.
Sounds good, boys. All right, so you can find the real-time playlist for The Loft on WMFO.org under the schedule section, and you can go to Saturday, click on The Loft. It should be there, 6 p.m. every Saturday, 6 to 7. All the tunes, their, you know, artists, songs, and albums are up there. Again, we're going to finish off with one by The Weather Report. This is off of their 1977 album, Heavy Weather. And this one, for those of you who don't know, is entitled Birdland. Thanks for tuning into The Loft this evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Frank Wise signing off. Everybody have a great evening tonight. Peace.